John Shane from Crown. John
Joey.
Joey.
Scott.
Scott.
Yep.
Melissa.
Melissa.
Hi, Ken Korak. I do Ken. The radio broadcast.
Awesome.
That's us.
So how do you feel about joining the A's? I know you've been on the other side. You're a little familiar with them, but what's your take on this team and about joining this group?
You know, it's very positive for me. I think, you know, it's a great young team. Talking to Bob, talking to Kotze about him. I played with Kotze in Milwaukee and got a pretty good background on him. So I'm pretty excited about it. I think, you know, this team could be sneaky. I think, you know, I know from calling a game against them, we got some good hitters in that lineup. We got some good young arms on the mound, so in the bullpen. So I really think that, you know, there's a lot of positives to look forward to. I really think that we could sneak up on some people and compete at a high level. You know, our division is going to be good, but I think we're going to be right there with them.
Where have you been this past month? What have you been doing?
Well, I've been at home in Dallas. I worked out with my college team a little bit down in Louisiana, and haven't done much lately. My wife, we had delivered our second baby on Friday morning, so yeah, so we've had a little bit going on, to say the least. So you know, I'm glad to be on the field. Glad to get on the field back today, and you know, get back after it.
Why the A's?
I mean, it was a great opportunity for me. Both from a competitive standpoint, a playing time standpoint. I think anytime you get a chance to compete within your division, and not only division, but within the league, and I think this team has the ability to do that, and I'm definitely happy and proud to be able to put this uniform on.
What do you do to learn a pitching staff? How long does it take? What's the process like?
You know, I've been traded twice midseason, so I know we only have a couple weeks left here, but I'm not worried about it. You know, like I said, I have experience in the past of, you know, going to a team in the midseason, having to learn on the fly, a bullpen and a, you know, starting staff, and you know, I felt both times I've done pretty good job at it, so I'm pretty comfortable with it by now, and you know, I don't foresee any big issues. It's going to be pretty simple for me, I think.
You had about a year in the AL West, you know, with the Rangers. How much did you learn about the American League and all that during that period of time?
A lot. I do a lot of the video work and a lot of homework on it myself, and you know, I think there's a definite advantage to being in the National League for so long and then having experience in the American League, because I have both sides of it, and I know hitters from both sides, so I'll be able to lean on that experience and hopefully help us get wins.
Newborn aside, what was your offseason like?
You know, it was actually pretty good. You know, I got to spend a lot more time at home than I have in the past, which is great, and I mean, it was a positive. We also have a 7-year-old girl, so I got to spend a lot more time with her, so family time was really cool. It got hectic at times with the, you know, the slow market, but you know, like I said, we waited for the right opportunity and we got it here.
A boy? Was
we had a little boy, yeah, a little boy.
Okay,
so.
What's his name?
Easton. Yeah.
And that was like this Friday?
That was 3 days ago. Yeah, I have a 3-month-old at home, or 3-day-old.
So I came here to get some sleep.
Yeah. I walked in here yesterday and I had about 5 hours of sleep, you know, in the past couple of days. It's been, you know, so it's kind of been, I'm glad I could finally get to bed last night and sleep a little bit.
What's kind of just your quick take on the pitching staff in particular?
Younger staff, but that's okay. I mean, that's good. You know, I had a younger staff last year in Colorado too. And, you know, I'm looking forward to working with these guys and trying to help them up along, help them get better and get better myself along the way. I think that's what it's all about, you know, taking what they do best and trying to, you know, make that better for them and try to simplify, you know, their approach and really just do anything I can to work along with them to get hitters out. I mean, that's the biggest thing is we're all trying to get the same guy out, so we need to work together on the same page. And, you know, I think that these guys are definitely capable of doing well. I mean, no one's giving us credit around here, which is fine. It's not the first time that I've personally been on a team that's in this position. But I think that we're going to be sneaky. I really do.
How do you like to establish relationships with pitchers? Just how do you go about that process?
Just communication. Talk to them. I do a lot of my homework background on them, just so I know what their stuff is before I go out there. But mostly it's talking to them, finding out what they like to do, you know, in certain situations, stuff like that. It's just a lot goes into it.
As an accomplished player who was in this free agent class that was a little different because the owners really didn't pay as they have in the past, what was your take on things and other free agents that had to wait late to sign or still haven't signed?
You know, there were a lot of good players out there, guys that were all-stars in the past, guys that, you know, might have had bad years, or some guys that had really good years that couldn't get a job. And I think, you know, it's difficult because no one knows why, but I think it was a perfect storm. I think it was a combination of a lot of things. And not to get into that right now because that's not why I'm here. I'm here to, you know, put this uniform on and go play and have fun and do good and, you know, get back to where I used to be. The player I was last year is not who I am, and I believe that fully. And, you know, I think my record speaks for itself in that regard. And so, you know, I'm looking forward to being here and working with these guys and getting better along the way. All the other stuff, that'll all be handled down the road. Right now, we can't control anything with it. We just got to do what we got to do and get back on the field and go win.
Were you in touch with the A's, you know, throughout the offseason, or did it kind of come together at the end of it?
We've been in touch with them for about, I think, for the past month.
Okay.
Type thing, and we've been kind of going back and forth, you know, evaluating options, and this turned out to be the greatest fit for me.
Mm-hmm. How well and what do you know of the manager?
I've talked to him. I talked to him on the phone before we came to an agreement, and, you know, I really like him. I've heard nothing but great things about him. He's a former catcher himself, so we kind of, you know, we get to relate on that part, and like I said, Mark Kotsay and I go way back, so, you know, I was able to lean on him a little bit about him and just kind of get that background, but you know, Kotz had nothing but great things to say. So, you know, I'm really looking forward to working with him.
There's not many veterans in this clubhouse. Is a leadership role something you embrace? Is that something you'd like to?
You know, I'm not going to go out there and actively try to be a leader. I just be who I am. And I've been told that I am in the past. So, you know, I think it really is leading by example and helping guys along, helping them to get better in any way they can, and just trying to, you know, lean on the past experience that I've been through. I've caught a lot of really, really good pitchers. I've been around a lot of really great players, and I've been fortunate to be on, you know, three playoff teams, and you know, I think being able to lean on that experience and those experiences really, and trying to help us along here and helping these guys, not only helping myself but helping other players as well get along, and, you know, creating a winning environment that's conducive, you know, to everyone getting along, and a good positive environment. I think, you know, the best clubhouses I've been in are always ones that are positive clubhouses and, you know, loose. And that's what my goal is, to keep everybody loose and relaxed and just go out and play and have fun.
Are you a fan of advanced analytics? And how would you explain the defensive metrics that changed so much from 16 to 17 for yourself?
Oh, man, just really honestly, like, just bad. I got no excuses on last year. I just didn't play well. I wasn't who I was. You know, like I told you, my track record speaks for itself. Last year was an aberration. I fully believe that. I know what I'm worth. I know what I've done. And I know that defensively I had some work to do, which I already started doing in the offseason. And I definitely plan on being back right in the mix. So
for what example? I mean, defensively you maybe took a step back.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I didn't play up to my potential at all. Yeah, you know, a lot of these analytics people think that, oh, you know, now he's going downhill, you know, all this stuff. And, you know, baseball's a game of adjustments. You know, we're all human here. You know, I had the highest contact rate in baseball last year. That's hand-eye coordination. You know, you just can't, you know, you don't lose that. And so now hard contact rate went down. Bad mechanics will do that to you. Bad mechanics on both offensive and defensive. And I'm looking forward to getting back out there with these guys and working and cleaning all that up.
So you're talking mostly framing or catch and throwing?
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything. Overall, in general.
Yeah.
I try to stay level as I can. And that way, not too high, not too low. But always working to get better. And if I got to make adjustments, I'll make adjustments. And that's what I'm doing.
When would you like to get into games down here?
Talking to Bo Mel, you know, I think they're going to take a few days and get my legs under me, you know, because the last thing you want to do is go out there and blow it out the first day, you know, and there's no need for all that. I can go and get live at bats on the minor league side as many as I want. And catching bullpens, get my legs under me,
mm-hmm.
get all that going, and then I'll get in the game. But I'll let them figure that out for me. I'm not sure yet.
Mm-hmm.
Was it a frustrating offseason, and did the family life help put things into perspective as to what was going on with you professionally?
Oh, 100%. I mean, you find out real quick what's more important. You know, you're sitting here, you're thinking about a job, what's going to happen. You know, you're going to spring training, and teams are playing, and you know, you're sitting there at home going, okay, what's going on here? But it's one of those things. You know, we were just waiting for the right opportunity, and we got it here with Oakland. You know, I'm fortunate. I'm very happy and proud that we were able to, you know, reach an agreement with these guys so I can get on the field and do what I do. So, especially with this quality of a team, you know, no one's giving the A's any credit. You know, everybody, it's all about Houston or whatever. And for me, I came in here going, you know what, this is actually a really good situation. We could sneak up on some people, and we have a lot of young players and a very good lineup, good defense. And if we pitch, I think we're gonna be right in there. And that's where I come in. So.
Did you play with Chris Davis in Milwaukee?
I did. I played with KD. Yeah, two or three years.
Do you have a relationship with him that you're able to kind of have an entry to the clubhouse?
Oh yeah. He was there whenever he was a rookie whenever I was there, and you know, we work together well, and he's a good guy, man. We get along pretty good.
Anything else, guys? Anything else?